Governor Jay Inslee has banned state-funded travel to Indiana because of its controversial Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray issued a similar ban over the weekend. They're joining a chorus of celebrities, companies, and citizens who say that Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act is simply a license to discriminate against gays and lesbians. But can a boycott get Indiana to change its law? Leah Labresco is a news writer at 538, which is Nate Silver's blog that analyzes data to answer questions. Leah, welcome to The Record.
Thanks for having me on.
You've written an article called, "Will the Indiana Boycott Work?" Well, will it?
Well, it doesn't look very promising. This is a boycott by proxy, as opposed to a consumer boycott where you and me and ordinary citizens can make a change in our everyday life and try and hurt a specific company until they cave in. But, you know, this is really a boycott that relies on recruiting businesses, conventions, sporting events to avoid a state. So you need to recruit someone to boycott for you. And even when people succeed in recruiting heavy hitters, these boycotts don't always pay off if they're the only thing on the table.
Yeah, you've looked at the history of this and you found that boycotts against other states like this one against Indiana have tended to not really work out.
Right. The original big boycott of states was actually over the Equal Rights Amendment, which is a boycott of 15 states. And they got a lot of conventions and organizations to sign on to refuse to hold events in those states unless they ratified the ERA. And as we both know, that did not wind up happening.
The upcoming NCAA men's basketball tournament in Indianapolis is a high-profile pressure point to try to change the law. Can that make a difference in this case?
Well, I think it's interesting to look at the history of NCAA boycotts. NCAA has skipped holding playoffs in South Carolina from 1999 to the present because of South Carolina's practice of flying the Confederate flag. And, you know, the NCAA has held firm on its boycotts, so it's certainly possible they might agree to something here. But again, the fact that it's been a 16-year boycott suggests that it hasn't had that much effect in South Carolina.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence said today he wants to, what he says is, fix Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act and have that on his desk this week. Does that indicate that maybe the threat of a boycott and the initial actions have already had an impact on the governor?
Well, I think it will depend a lot on what that fix looks like. A lot of the legislators have been very vague about what it's going to be or whether it will preclude only RFRA defenses that would never have held up in court anyway. You know, the most controversial idea that this could be used to have a florist deny providing flowers for a gay wedding, for example. RFRA laws have existed in a lot of other states, 19 other states, and no one succeeded in citing RFRA as a defense against fines or anything in cases like that. So a specific carve-out of cases that wouldn't hold up anyway will probably be a non-victory for both sides, something they can cite as a win, but has it actually changed the status quo from where we were at the beginning of the week?
You mentioned South Carolina as an example of a boycott that failed. What's an example of a boycott that worked? Why did it work?
Well, a lot of the times when boycotts work, it's because they draw media attention to kind of recruit funding or recruit publicity for something else that is working. So if you look at the Arizona boycott over their illegal immigration law, you know, that boycott was an economic boycott where people tried to cancel some events. But in the meantime, there was also a lawsuit proceeding. So the boycott helped recruit publicity for the lawsuit, and it was the lawsuit that ultimately succeeded in dismantling large parts of the law. Now, here in Indiana, it's unlikely that there will be a legal strategy to dismantle the law because it's modeled on the federal RFRA law. So I think a boycott is mostly a media strategy rather than anything else, and I think the boycott has succeeded insofar as it's kept this issue in the news. But unless there's something else besides a boycott, I don't expect to see a substantial revision of the law.
Leah Labresco, news writer at the538.com, talking about actions to try to boycott Indiana in response to their Religious Freedom Restoration Act.